Let's pray.
我们大家一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊,
as we turn our attention to your word this morning,
在我们要静听您的话语的时候,
Lord, we pray that you give us understanding,
今天给我们一颗可以理解的心,
a desire to know the truth,
愿意了解您的真理,
a willingness to learn,
愿意去学习,
and to act on what we have learned.
并且可以照您的话语去行。
Here near the beginning of this year, Lord,
在我们新年之初,
strengthen and guide us
您可以使我们更有力,
as your servants.
做您的忠实的仆人。
In Jesus' name we ask these and pray.
因耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I became a hockey fan way back in 1976, a long time ago now.
那很久以前，在1976年， 我们的牧师呢，他非常的喜欢冰球。
Living in Toronto, of course, I became a fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
那因为住在多伦多呢，所以他很喜欢多伦多的这个球队，Toronto Maple Leafs.
There were 20 players on the roster.
那有20个球员。
I could tell you every single player by name.
那我们的牧师知道每一个球员的名字。
By uniform number.
他们的打球的号码。
I could recognize them by picture.
他可以认出他们的照片。
Every one of them was equally a maple leaf to me.
每一个人都是非常重要。
Well, the years went by.
这个时间开始流逝。
And the players changed from year to year.
每一年都有球员的变更。
Eventually, I lost track.
慢慢的，他也不太知道这些所有的这些人了。
I could no longer name all the players, but only the stars. They were few and far between.
牧师并不知道所有球员的名字，但他知道那些球星的名字并不是很多。
Rick Vive, the first 50-goal scorer.
那 Rick Vive, 他拿到了50分。
Wendell Clark.
Wendell Clark.
Doug Gilmore, two-time 100-point scorer.
Doug Gilmore, 他两次都拿到了100分。
Now it's pretty obvious why I could remember these ones and not the other ones.
那显而易见的，这些人很容易被人记住。
The ones who do things are the ones who get remembered.
那这些表现非常显著的人呢，大家都会记住他们。
Now it may surprise you to realize that this sort of thing also happens in Christianity.
那也许您会很吃惊，当听说在基督徒之中也有这样的现象。
What if I gave you a quick quiz asking you to name me all 12 apostles?
那大家请您现在告诉我们这十二使徒都是谁呢？名字是什么？
How many of you could do it?
你可以想起几个来。
A few names always come up really quickly, Peter, James, John.
那彼得、约翰、雅各这些名字都很容易就记起来了。
And then we have to struggle to remember the others.
那然后你就要费尽心思的想一想，其余的那几个是谁呀？
Some rarely, if ever, come up, even among evangelicals.
那即使是福音派的基督徒，有时候也很难想全这些名字。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Well, obviously, because some of them are much more prominent in the New Testament than others.
那当然是因为其中的一些使徒，他做了非常显著的功。
Let's take a quick tour through the New Testament and see how prominent each of the apostles is.
那我们看看从旧约中，从新约中的记载中，这些使徒是怎么样被提及的。
Have you ever noticed how many times each apostle is mentioned by name?
新约中每一个使徒都有多少次被提及他们的名字呢？
Or how many speaking parts they actually have in the New Testament?
那他们都说过几次话呢？
As how many of their actual lines have been recorded for us in Holy Writ?
那他们所讲的话语是不是在圣经中记录下来了呢？
Well, let me tell you.
那我们现在看一看这些数据。
In the Gospel books.
在我们的福音书中。
Speaking parts.
讲过话的使徒。
Peter has 31.
那彼得讲了31次。
John has 8.
约翰讲过8次。
James has 4.
雅各有4次。
Andrew, Philip, Thomas, they each have 3.
那安德烈、菲利和多马，他们每个人都有3次。
Judas, the son of James, and Bartholomew each have only 1.
那雅各的儿子犹大和巴多罗买之每个人提及过一次。
Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot have none.
那马太和亚勒非的儿子雅各，还有激进党人西门都没有提到过。
And then as we move into the book of Acts, where the church is supposed to carry out the mission Jesus gave them,
那我们看一看《使徒行传》中这个教会当时他们在传讲福音的过程中。
Peter continues to dominate.
那彼得还是他是第一名。
He's mentioned by name 59 times.
那彼使徒行传中提及了彼得59次。
John 10 times.
约翰10次。
James twice.
雅各两次。
And the other apostles, other than each being named in the list in chapter 1, they do not get even one mention.
那其他那些使徒只是在使徒行传一章中提到他们的名字，其他章节中就再也没有提到过他们。
Peter also appears in Paul's letters to 1 Corinthians and Galatians, and he wrote two letters that are in the Bible.
在哥林多前书和加拉太书中都提到了彼得，他也写作了彼得前书和彼得后书。
John appears in Galatians. He wrote one of the gospel books. He wrote three letters that are in the Bible and the book of Revelation.
那在加拉太书中也提到了使徒约翰。使徒约翰当然他写作了约翰福音，他写作了三封书信，而且还写作了启示录。
James was martyred early, although he might have written that letter that's in the New Testament.
那雅各他是很早就为耶稣基督殉道了，但也许他也写了一封书信。
Now one would be well advised to ask why. Why are some of the apostles so prominent and others all but forgotten?
那大家是不是觉得为什么有一些门徒这么的出名，有一些门徒好像就默默无名呢？
Well, let's start at the beginning. Let's go back to where Jesus first called his 12 apostles in Luke 6, 12 to 16.
那我们看一看在最开始的时候，在路加福音中六章十二到十六节中，耶稣基督招他们的门徒的时候的记载。
You see what happened. Jesus had begun his ministry. He was becoming well known. He had lots of followers. Some were serious, some not so much.
那现在耶稣基督他开始他的使命了，他渐渐的变得出名了，有很多人在跟从他，有一些人是真心的，有一些人也许是三心二意的。
And now it's time for him to pick 12. Out of all of those, he was going to pick 12 who would be the foundation for the church.
那在所有的门徒中，他现在他要拣选十二个使徒，他们就会成为这个我们教会的根基。
He spends a night in prayer seeking the Father's will, and then in the morning, he calls his followers, his disciples to him, and picks out of them 12.
那他整夜呢都在山上祷告，寻求父神的旨意，在天明的时分呢，他把这些门徒都招起来了，然后他要选择这十二个特别的人。
And this is his core group, the specially privileged one, these 12.
那这十二个人也就是他的一个核心小组，是非常蒙福的人。
In Matthew 10:1, we see that all of them were equally empowered to cast out demons and to heal diseases.
那我们看到马太福音十章一节中讲到他们耶稣基督赐给这十二个使徒权柄，他们都有同样的权柄，都可以赶鬼治病。
There's no hint that anyone out of the 12 was favored more than any of the others.
那没有任何的提及耶稣在这十二使徒中更偏爱其中的几位。
But as we follow the subsequent course of Jesus' ministry, we see that an inner core group develops within the 12.
那我们再看耶稣基督的他的这个整个传道的过程，我们发现在这十二使徒中又有一个更亲近他的核心的一个成员。
That inner core group is made up of Peter, James, and John.
那这些成员呢，也就是彼得、雅各和约翰。
Again and again, we see Jesus picks these three to go where the others do not.
那我们屡次的看到，当耶稣基督传讲福音的过程中呢，他总是带着这三个人。
In Mark 5, Luke 8, in the account of when Jairus comes to him, the ruler of the synagogue, for help for his daughter.
那我们看到在马可福音五章和路加福音八章中，讲到这个雅鲁，这个犹太他教堂的领袖，他来找耶稣去医治他的女儿。
When Jesus goes to raise the daughter, he permits no one to go with him except Peter, James, and John.
当他去医治雅鲁的女儿的时候，他没有允许任何其他人跟从他，只有彼得、雅各和约翰可以跟从他。
In Mark 9, Matthew 17, and Luke 9, we have the account of the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain.
那我们在马可福音九章和马太福音十七章，还有路加福音九章中见到的耶稣登山变相的记载。
And again, we see who does he take with him. Not all of the 12 he takes, Peter, James, and John.
那谁跟他一起到了山上呢？还是雅各、约翰和彼得。
And then the Olivet Discourse, another example.
那耶稣基督在橄榄山上的传道。
Jesus describes the end times, the second coming in Mark 13, Matthew 24.
在马可福音第十三章还有马太福音中记载的耶稣基督给世人传讲的关于末世他的再来。
And again we see it's Peter, James and John, this time Andrew's along as well.
那我们看到这一次还是彼得、雅各和约翰跟从他，还有安德烈。
This great teaching is given to the inner core group.
那所有的他的这些很重要的讲道好像都给了这些非常接近他的、亲近他的使徒。
Jesus.
那彼得和约翰呢？耶稣又派他们去准备最后的晚餐。
Then in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before Jesus becomes arrested,
在克西马尼园中，当耶稣基督他在被捕之前，
and his heart is troubled, and he wants his disciples to pray with him.
那他当时有很大的压力，心中充满了苦难，他要他的门徒跟他一起祷告。
And you see what happens. He's sitting with his disciples. He says, "Stay here while I pray." And he took Peter, James, and John with him.
那他告诉他们，使徒说，你们坐在这里等我。但是他带着彼得、雅各和约翰又继续向前走。
At that terribly troubling moment for him, those are the ones he wants with him.
在他非常难过、非常伤痛的时候呢，这几个使徒是他愿意跟他在一起的。
So it's pretty clear that within the core group of the apostles, there's an inner core group.
那显而易见，在这十二使徒中，好像他还有几个对他更亲近的使徒。
And it seems that even within this inner core group, there is an inner core.
那好像在这个最亲近的三个使徒中，还有更亲近的。
It seems that John, out of all the apostles, John is the closest to Jesus.
好像在所有的使徒中，这个使徒约翰是。跟耶稣最近的一个。
John repeatedly identifies himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved in the gospel according to John.
那在约翰福音中有几次约翰都这样提及自己，他说这是耶稣非常爱的一个使徒。
At the Last Supper, it is John who is closest to Jesus. When Peter wants to know who will betray Jesus, he doesn't ask Jesus directly, he asks John to ask Jesus.
那最后的晚餐的时候，约翰跟耶稣坐的最近。当时彼得想要知道谁背叛了耶稣，他并没有亲自去问，他请约翰帮他问一下。
John is the only apostle present at the trial of Jesus, the only one stated to be present at the crucifixion when Jesus consigns Mary to John's care.
那约翰是唯一一个在审耶稣的这个审判的时候，还有耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，他在场的使徒，而且最后呢，耶稣基督把他的母亲玛丽也托付给了约翰去照顾。
So the apostles are the core group of the disciples. Within that core group, there's an inner core group, and even within that, there's one who seems to be closest to Jesus.
所以看起来好像在所有的门徒中，耶稣基督拣选了十二个使徒，在十二个使徒中又有三个跟他非常亲近的，在三个之中又有这个约翰，好像是非常显著的，他是最接近耶稣的使徒。
And the question is why? Why is there an inner core group? Why is there an inner core group?
那这个问题就是说为什么呢？为什么有这个核心小组，又有一个更核心的小组呢？
We already saw that when he called and selected the apostles, all of them seemed to have equal standing, equal empowerment, equal privilege, equal responsibility. None of them stood out from the others.
那我们已经看到，在最初耶稣基督拣选他的使徒的时候，所有的人都是平等的，他们都有同样的权柄、同样的责任，也有同样的优势，没有一个人比其他的人更接近耶稣。
So what happened? did Jesus just arbitrarily decide to show favoritism to some?
那怎么回事呢？是耶稣他就是随意的偏爱某个门徒吗？
I don't think so.
那我们的牧师不认为如此。
I think each apostle started with the exact same opportunity to get close to Jesus as every other apostle, and what separated them was what each one did with his opportunity.
那在最初的时候，耶稣基督拣选使徒的时候，每一个使徒都有同等的机会来接近耶稣基督，但不同的是他们怎么样利用这个机会。
In other words, how close they got to Jesus was up to them.
也就是这些使徒他们自己决定了他们愿意离耶稣基督多么近。
As we go through the gospel books, we see that it is these apostles, Peter, James, and John, who are the ones doing things again and again.
那我们在读福音书的时候，我们就看到彼得、雅各和约翰，他们屡次在为耶稣基督做工。
They are in the forefront.
他们总是在前沿。
Yes, sometimes they seem clumsy, bumbling, and even misguided.
那有的时候他们也犯过错误。
Peter, for example, when he sees Jesus walking on the sea, tells Jesus to call him, and Jesus calls him, and Peter steps out of the boat and immediately starts to sink.
那例如这个彼得呢，他看到耶稣基督在海面行走，他叫耶稣基督说也叫我来走，那耶稣召唤了他，当他站到水面的时候，他胆怯了，他马上就开始往下沉。
At the transfiguration, it is Peter who pipes up and says, Hey, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let's build 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And it's God from heaven who has to tell him, shut up.
在我们看登山变相的时候，这个彼得也是非常的兴奋。他跟耶稣说，哎呀，太好了。他说，让我们建三个会幕吧，一个给摩西，一个给以利亚，一个给耶稣。那这个天父，还当时必须要告诉他说，停止，不要这样做。
It's Peter who makes a great confession when Jesus says, Who do you say that I am? He answers correctly, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
那当耶稣基督问他的使徒说，你认为我是谁的时候，彼得给了非常精确的回答，他说，你是救世主，你是这个我们神的儿子。
But immediately after, he volunteers to derail Jesus' plan, says, you're not going to be handed over and put to death.
那马上呢，耶稣基督告诉他们他要为我们罪受死的时候，彼得阻止了，他说，啊，你不可以被抓，被交给他们。
And Jesus has to rebuke him.
那耶稣基督不得不责备他。
But at least he's trying. He's wanting to serve his Lord, even if he doesn't really understand exactly what's up yet.
但是至少彼得是真心的，他愿意侍奉我们的主。他一次一次的尝试，虽然有的时候他不完全了解这个真理。
In Luke chapter 9, James and John, after the village of Samaritans reject Jesus, James and John react by asking Jesus, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did?
那路加福音第九章中，当时那个撒玛利亚的人不接受耶稣，那当时彼得还问耶稣说，你要不要我们叫天火来降下来烧掉这些人，像以利亚所做的。
And of course Jesus rebukes them. They don't get it. Jesus came to save, not to destroy.
那耶稣基督要责备他们，他们没有意识到耶稣基督来是救我们，不是来毁灭我们。
But perhaps their motive was that they were upset that Jesus had been dishonored.
但也许他们是因为就是说看到他们的老师没有受尊重，所以他们才问了这样的问题。
They made the wrong call, but at least they cared enough about Jesus and his mission to want to do something.
那虽然说就是当时他的做法不对，但是起码他愿意，当时雅各和约翰愿意为耶稣做些事情。
And then when Jesus is arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane and all of the apostles flee away, it is Peter and John who come back and follow after Jesus.
那当时当这个耶稣基督在克西马尼园中被捕的时候，所有的使徒都四散跑掉了，只有彼得和约翰又回来跟从耶稣。
And yes, Peter denied knowing Jesus 3 times.
是彼得确实他不认，有三次不认主。
His courage failed.
他胆怯了。
But at least he was there on scene to do it.
但至少他还是有足够的勇气可以又回来跟从耶稣。
And John is actually inside at the trial.
那约翰他真真实实他已经进入这个会堂在审判耶稣基督的时候。
And John is there at the crucifixion.
在钉耶稣十字架的时候，约翰也在场。
And when Mary Magdalene brought the news of the empty tomb, it was only Peter and John who ran to see, and John was the first to believe.
那当抹大拉的玛利亚带来这个消息，说这个坟墓空了的时候，只有彼得和约翰他们奔跑着去这个坟墓去看。当时约翰是第一个信的。
Is it any surprise then that these men are the inner core of the inner group?
所以我们看到，就是为什么这几个人会是核心小组中的核心？现在我们看到这个缘由也就不足为奇了。
Is it not looking as if it's up to you how close you want to be to Jesus?
那看起来是这些使徒他们选择要多贴近耶稣，侍奉耶稣。
Any other of the apostles could have done what Peter, James, and John did.
那其他的使徒也可以像彼得和雅各和约翰一样。
But it was Peter, James, and John who did do it.
但现实中只有彼得、雅各和约翰做了这样的事。
They are the ones that took full advantage of the opportunity given them by being called into the group by Jesus.
那耶稣基督招呼了这些使徒之后，雅各、约翰和彼得他们百分之百地利用了这个机会去接近耶稣。
And think about this, we are all in the group called by Jesus.
那现在就请大家想一想了，耶稣基督召唤了我们在这里的每一个人。
Not the group of apostles, but definitely the group of Christians.
不是做使徒，但是做信徒。
And we have the choice whether to take full advantage of this opportunity, this call, or not.
那所以是现在是我们大家的选择，你愿意要多么接近耶稣基督。
You know, James 4:8.
雅各书四章八节。
Draw near to God.
你们接近上帝。
And he will draw near to you.
上帝就必亲近你。
He's always there, ready and willing to draw near to you, but he will not come nearer than you want.
那神总是在那里，他愿意接近你，但他不会说的要强迫你去接近他。
It's up to you how close you want to get to God.
那神等你去接近他。
Jesus said that among believers, there are some who bear fruit 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold.
那耶稣基督说，在信徒中，有人结出果实来，有的100倍，有的60倍，有的30倍。
I would think as a Christian, you would want to do things for God.
那作为基督徒，我们应该愿意侍奉主。
And that's how you draw near to him.
那就是这样，是我们可以接近主的方式。
You want to do what he requires of you. You want to please him by doing so.
我们愿意，听神的话，使他能够悦纳我们。
As you look at the beginning of the book of Acts,
那我们看看使徒行传的开始。
Who's prominent? Who's doing the work?
谁在做神的工？
Peter and John.
彼得和约翰。
Other than that apostle list in chapter 1, James is mentioned once when he's put to death. None of the other eight are mentioned even once.
那除了在第一章中提到了其他使徒的名字，还提到了雅各，他为主殉道了，那其他那些使徒没有一次提到过他们。
Now don't get me wrong, I'd be the last person to run down the apostles.
那牧师不是说这些使徒没有做任何的事。
They must have done a great deal of good that we don't know about.
他们肯定也为主做了很多的事，但是有很多我们并不知道，不了解。
Matthew has no speaking role in the gospel books, but he did write one of the gospel books.
那马太虽然在福音中没有记载他所讲的话，但是他写了马太福音。
The early Christian writings tell us that they were all diligent evangelists, preaching all over, and were eventually martyred for Christ.
那早期教会领袖的著述中提到，所有的这些使徒呢，他们都是忠心的在传讲福音，最后他们都为这个信仰而殉道了。
Nevertheless, in the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, it is the inner core that has emphasized those who chose to draw as near to God as possible.
那在我们圣经中神的话语中所提到的呢，是这个核心小组中的成员，因为他们是用尽了全力来接近侍奉神。
That's the way it is in the Christian life, and that's the way it is in the church.
那这就是我们基督徒生活和我们教会生活的写照。
Everyone has the same opportunity to learn the Bible, to grow as a disciple, to step forth like Peter and John and do things for God.
那我们每个人都有同样的机会来学习神的话语，来侍奉神，就像雅各和约翰一样。
It's up to you.
那这是由我们来决定的。
But you have to choose to do it.
但我们要选择愿意这样做。
Some Christians just don't seem to care.
那有的基督徒可能并不在意这样的事。
They just live like everybody else. You can't even tell they're Christians.
他们的生活好像和世人没有什么区别。
Some get up to a certain level in the Christian life and then they spin their wheels. They don't move any further.
那有一些人属灵的生命成长到一定的阶段呢，就停止不前了。
Sometimes they don't even realize that they've gotten stuck.
那有时候都没有意识到好像他们没有在继续前进。
Folks, there's a well-known saying you might be familiar with, which says hindsight is 20/20.
那有一个说法就是说，向后看呢，我们的视力是2020，是好像很完美的视力。
It means that when we look back at things in the past, then we know perfectly at that point what we should have done.
就是说，我们向后看的时候，我们好像看一切都看得很清楚，我们知道我们应该当时做些什么。
But then it's too late to fix those things. They're already done. They're already in the past.
但已经是为时已晚了，这些事情已经过去了。
Guess what? We're at the beginning of a new year.
但现在我们是今年的初始。
We're still looking forward at most of this year.
那现在我们在向前展望我们的新年。
And it is the year 2020.
那我们这一年呢是2020年。
That's right, folks. This year will be the only year in all of human history where we can say that foresight is 2020.
所以这是很特别的一年，我们可以说向前看，我们的可以看到2020。
Let us not wait till next year at this time and look back at 2020 and think, oh, we should have done this and that and it's now too late.
所以请大家不要等到明年的这个时候，我们在向回看的时候，我们说，哦，我们其实应该这样或者那样做，但是已经太晚了。
Let us look forward at 2020 and get things right.
那像我们鼓励大家要向前看，做正确的事情。
Let me remind you of our first reading this morning, the parable of the two sons.
那我们今天所读的第一段经文，这个关于这两个儿子的比喻。
All I'm going to say about it is this.
那我们要知道。
The son who at first says no, but after changes his mind, ends up doing the will of the father.
那第一个儿子呢，他本来不愿意去听父亲的话，但最后他改变了想法，他按父亲的旨意做了。
So if you have not been drawing near to God to this point, not bearing fruit for him, it is not too late to turn that around. It is not too late to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
所以现在你觉得如果跟神之间还有一段距离，如果你可以为神做更多的事，现在并为时不晚，你可以去追求神，按为神结果时。
But I also remind you of the second parable, the second reading, the parable of the barren fig tree.
那我们第二个比喻，就是说这个没有结果子的无花果树。
Your window of opportunity to draw near to God is not unlimited.
那我们也许并没有无限的机会和时间来侍奉神。
If you're not where you need to be in relation to God, don't put off changing your ways.
所以如果你跟神的关系之间有什么阻隔的话，不要再等了。
For we may well be into that fourth year.
因为你不要等到第四年，还没有再结果子。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父啊。
We thank you for another year.
我们感谢您又给了我们一年。
That faces us now.
那现在我们面对的。
And the understanding, Lord, that we can do things for you, we can draw closer to you.
希望您让我们了解，我们可以更亲近您。
Lord, may you work in our hearts to want to do that.
求您改变我们的心思意念，让我们愿意接近您。
Because you know, Lord, as we do that, we will find fullness of joy in you.
因为这是唯一的我们可以得到平安和喜乐的方式。
May you work amongst us all here.
求您能够保守我们在座的每一个人。
So that we may be found good and pleasing servants to you.
我们可以做您忠实的仆人。
In Jesus' name we ask these and pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.